during the lesson.
Each and every day, not even each and every day, but a few times a day, each and every moment, we are receiving an awakening, an opportunity to awaken more and more additional parts, broken parts, broken vessels, sparks, and so that we can elevate them from the shattering, from in order to receive, to in order to bestow. And a person, however, forgets what is it that he needs to do. He exists inside of his sensation, that his situation is not satisfactory, and he's disconnected from everything. He doesn't quite know where he is, in what he is, for what purpose he exists. And here is his work, the work in preparation that he needs to organize for himself as clearly as possible the state that he is in, which is the state of shattering, and a state of shattering that where he is disconnected from the other broken parts, which are his friends, the 10, and in general maybe all of the created beings that he can imagine to himself, and the way that he depicts them, that they are all connecting internally as one man in one heart, that is, that there will be a single desire between them, and all of it will be only in order to get closer to the Creator, to incorporate the Creator with them. This actually is our constant work. And here, if we examine ourselves, then we see how much we forget about it, we disconnect from this task that should be entirely in connecting between us, and in the connection between us, to discover the Creator, to demand the Creator, to bestow to the Creator. This is called Israel, the Light, and the Creator are one. However, we forget about it. We're not in it because we don't yet have here this matter of each one shall help his friend. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, every moment, new records, Rishimot, are revealed, and they're all broken. This is why it cannot be that that I will yearn for something that is true, that I will even be aimed towards something that is true. It will always be only in the direction of my ego. This is how it is to begin with. This is why we have to establish for ourselves, even on the corporeal level, duties to awaken the others, to remind one another of how we need to be aimed and how much we can give an example to one another physically, tangibly, in a way that is apparent to our senses and with our thoughts and our prayers. Otherwise, we will be spending all of our time of preparation. We will draw it out to many years, this period of time. Because we have to scrutinize whatever pertains to the root of the soul of each one of us and of all of us together. And also, we must not forget that in our effort to connect between us, we are actually scrutinizing, sorting all the vessels that exist in the world and in humanity. It's not just a friend, the friend that I see before me. this friend is bringing me additional, maybe billion people that are standing behind him, or many more souls even. And when I go to connect with my 10, I need to realize that this way I'm actually connecting with all the souls in the world, with all the created beings, and through them to the Creator. And actually, if I reach identification, complete connection with my 10, then I won't have to later on do the same work with all of the created beings. They will all be incorporated within my friends. So let us try as much as possible to connect together and to realize that specifically, and that each day they shall be as new in your eyes, means that every day I discover new work in the connection between us, a new distancing that did not exist before. And this is how we, between us, more and more, in all kinds of different manners, will continue. The most important is, nevertheless, that a few times a day that we get some appeal, address from the group, that we need to be connected, that we need to be united, we need to be closer to one another, in spite of the forgetfulness, that is, in spite of the ego that was working between us in those intermissions, between the different times. And more and more to see how much our work is specifically in that. Specifically in that. We always run away according to how our ego is deflecting us sideways, and then we think about all kinds of other thoughts. We depict spirituality not inside of its vessel, which is the connection. And that is a problem. The main thing, which is the opposite of our ego, that stands against our ego, which is connection up to love, exists entirely far from us, the most distant from us, and therefore we forget specifically about it. So, every day they will be as new in your eyes, first of all, means that each and every day, each and every time that you awaken, you begin more and more to understand how much your distancing is new, distancing from the 10, from the group, and how much you're not thinking about it. One who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So every time we distance even more and more, as if there was never such a distancing, and indeed there was never such a distancing. It is always new. So we need to try, nevertheless, to help one another, because our success
Again, excerpt number 8. Our sages said, each day they will be as new in your eyes, as though today you received them from Mount Sinai, as though on this day you were commanded them. There are two meanings here. One, as then they had preparation to receive the Torah, likewise, each day, a person must prepare to receive the Torah and mitzvot.
That is the feeling of the exile, as they were back then, when they were in the exile of Egypt, as we call it, and they felt how much they are inside of their ego all the way up to truly down to the lowest degree. And this is why they wanted to get out of it so much. This is how we need to depict to ourselves today to what extent we, all of us, are in the captivity of our ego, the will to receive, and how much we're not able to come out of it. And this is the condition for the reception of the Torah, the reception of the upper light that will save us from, in order to receive. Otherwise, we want all kinds of other things. We need to see before us what is it that we get through the Torah. That we specifically yearn for. We are yearning for the reforming light. That is the force that will give us the quality of bestowal. Or maybe we want something else? That is the question. So, if we will only want that, only to be the bestower, only that this will hurt us, will pain us, then we will get it. We will be rewarded with the reception of the Torah. Yes?
Through the preparation, we can attain it. But if a person works without preparation, but out of habit, by this a person is not rewarded with the purpose of creation. Although, this is a big thing too. But in a place where he can thereby achieve the degree, know the God of your father, which is certainly directly to the goal, for this reason they said, they will be as new in your eyes. For by this, they will achieve dvikut with the Creator. Two, if they are not as new in your eyes, it will be to him as going by rote, meaning out of habit. At that time, he will not be able to observe the Torah and mitzvot above reason, because by working above reason, he later merits being rewarded with the knowledge of Kedusha. Thank you. Yes, dear Rav, from the excerpt that we just read, there's an impression that habit is a bad thing. And probably we need to work in some other way. So how do we need to work if habit is not good to work with?
Yes, because a habit, it's something that is not so good because we become accustomed to looking at all of these things in a certain way and we see no innovations there. And indeed, each and every moment we have new Reshimot records. And so we truly need to fight against the routine, against the habit, being accustomed to it, and not to be operating in any shape or form automatically, out of habit. But rather, it's important for us each and every moment to detect the new Reshimot, new things, new relations, new demands from us. And that way we can advance. If we don't detect anything new, then we are in the state of death. In spirituality, life means that you have a revelation of new Reshimot each and every time. And if new Reshimot are not becoming revealed, if you don't detect them, then it is considered that you're not alive.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Tra abitudine e prepararsi per ricevere la Torah.
What's the difference between habit and preparing ourselves for the reception of the Torah?
A habit is good mechanically. Whatever we have in this world, a habit is a good thing. This is considered that the world is going on as usual. So we have to have the same routine, the same things each and every day, every time. And if we change them, we need to think really well about, is there a necessity to do it? Whereas in spirituality, as it says, and they shall be as new in your eyes. That is, that you need to detect each and every time new reshimot, new conditions, and out of them to advance. Now, you might say, what can be new here? Your attitude can be new. If you try to detect in your states, nevertheless, that each time something is being renewed, is being new towards you personally.
I understood that I need to dive every day anew to the bottom, to this lowness of the will to receive, and I'm asking how to do this every day anew.
No, I'm not saying that you need to specifically go down to the bottom each and every day. It has to be so. Maybe you'll have other tasks and you won't have to forcefully bring yourself down to the bottom of your ego, your will to receive, etc. No? What I meant is that we need to try to be ready to receive a new revelation, new records, a new attitude, and to grip the two ends, if possible, the bottom end, but also the top end, so that it's the revelation of the light out of darkness. And we, therefore, must not let go of the two ends, because on the one end, it's not good to hold on to it. People who are despaired, they hold on only to the bottom end. Little children, when they're happy, they just hold on to the top end. Oh, they're crying on the bottom end. But a person who goes forward correctly, he's going with three lines. With three lines. That is right, left, and the middle. That he is in adhesion with the Creator on the one hand as much as possible. He also awakens the records that work towards separation between him and the Creator. That's on the other hand, on the other side. And he tries to compose from these two states something that is in the middle. Something in the middle that, so that he's walking on the middle line. He constantly wants to connect all of his states together so that they're directed to the Creator from the bad side and also from the good side. Because he arranges all of these things so that they are coming from a single source.
PT 31. The feeling of lack of shame between us, that you know, wake up to the lesson, don't connect, you already know me. At first we had a certain attempt to impress and renew it for one another. Now what do we do?
What do we do? I don't know. Look at what Rabash is proposing to you. And indeed, I have nothing more to propose. Try in the 10 all kinds of things, but carefully, carefully, so that you don't push the friends. Each and every one has, how can I say this, different states, different conditions, but the most important is that a person should feel the commitment. Let's say, can I not come to the lesson, or can I? Tell me. So, each and every one has such states sometimes where he cannot, he doesn't want to, he's not able, maybe I'm sick or something. I went to sleep later, I didn't get any sleep at all, what am I gonna do? Maybe I'll sleep now, and later on I will study the lesson instead of coming and being the whole lesson in a slumber. So I understand all of these things, but nevertheless, to sit with the friends at the same time and to hear the lesson is more important than delving in it and understanding it with a clear mind. That doesn't matter. The mind doesn't do anything here. My effort that, even though I'm dying to sleep, I nevertheless sit with the friends, this effort is what gives you spirituality. And about this it says, it's not a smart one who learns. It's not a smart one who learns. We need to feel how much, nevertheless, in our hearts, in our inclinations, we are more and more connected, more and more reaching the Creator as a single package. And then we will get from Him His revelation and coming closer to
Is it possible to wake up in the morning in a state of an Adam or a speaking? Can we wake up in such a state in the morning?
I realize that you would have liked that. To get up and already you have the feeling of the spiritual world. And certainly you can sometimes feel that you're in it, but we will advance even more. Then you will say that I don't want to receive a ready-made spiritual thing, because in that there is no action, no doing on my part. I want to receive from the Creator only forces. If I ask from Him, and to the extent that I ask of Him, and with these forces, then I'll be able, to advance myself. I want to manage my advancement, my spirituality. I want to build my spiritual world. I want to build the Creator so that He will exist in me. That is to put together my broken parts, where thereby I'm actually connecting, putting together the whole of reality, the broken reality, and I, as Adam HaRishon, am establishing it. This is what I want to do. And then I will be opposite the Creator, and I will receive Him, and I will be like the guest and the host in complete adhesion with one another. I would not want to get up at the end of correction. I want to feel that I have such a great deficiency that I understand what the end of correction means and that I want it. And that I'm then ready, willing, according to this desire, to embrace all of the still and vegetative and animate and people, all of them, and bring them, all of them, to that adhesion. But to receive it ready-made, that's not good. It's repulsive. And also, what can I feel if I'll receive such a thing ready-made? What will I get out of it? It's like you're getting without any hunger, some nice, good meal, But God forbid you have no appetite. Let's say a person is very sick and they bring him all kinds of things that he loved and he doesn't even feel the taste of it and he used to enjoy it so much. So it's as it was customary once that before they kill a person, they hang him or something, they give him a nice good meal, and do you think that he would enjoy this meal?
What is the best thing that will help a person to not connect with habits or foreign habits, let's say in the preparation for the lesson?
I need to incorporate with my friends in their inclination towards connection, and also actually to feel to some extent in what kind of repulsion, rejection from the connection they are, in order to help all of us to rise above these rejections. And that way each one shall help his friend. How can I help a friend if I do not participate in whatever he is? This is how it works. And therefore, we have to be in the bad as well as in the good together as much as possible. However, I never need to let go of my states, of my state, if I'm going to help others, so that I will have a force of connection with the Creator, with the center of the Ten. If I'm now going to help someone who is falling, let's say. Okay. Michael, next, what are you...
I'm going to move on to excerpt number 9.
Oh, we're only there. Okay.
Our sages said, each day they should be as new in your eyes, as though today you were commanded them. It follows that each day is a new beginning. Hence, when he begins with one line, he should be happy that he has the privilege of observing the law of the Creator. Afterward, he shifts to the intention, meaning to criticize how much he needs to do everything for the sake of the Creator. At that time begins the real work. Since then, he sees that he has not a single organ that wants to do anything for the sake of the Creator. This is already called the left line. As our sages said, the left rejects. That is, he sees how far he is from the Creator, and he must believe that the Creator pushed him away so that by this he will exert to make more efforts.
Bonjour, le Rav.
Bonjour.
Hello, Rav. Comment se manifeste un reshimo?
I'd like to know how the reshimo is expressed in its form of expression.
A record is what we have in us. We have a certain element, a piece of data, let's say like in a computer. You buy a computer, there's nothing in it. You put some software in it, and then to that software, you insert data. And those data actually establish in the computer a certain picture, let's say, or a certain state. So this is how we are built. And whatever awakens in us, so we already have the hardware, that's us, in an animate form, a beast, and within it there is software, which is called Adam, that needs to bring us to the degree of adhesion with the Creator. And with that software, we get data, Rishimot records, as we call it. And the software processes these records, and it works according to whatever it received now. But in that, there is also some element which is considered to be our free our own component by our free choice that we can choose, so that the software will work specifically in the form of bestowal and not in the form of reception. This is how we advance. This is how we operate ourselves. Free.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Volevo chiedere questo. Quando non sentiamo che ogni giorno è nuovo, e quindi diventa un'abitudine.
I wanted to ask, when we don't feel that each day is new, so it becomes a habit, what do we need to do? Go above reason and believe that this is how it is, or maybe scrutinize this work with the 10?
I need to critique my feeling, whether I really agree with what I have. Where is my progress? Where are the friends here? Where within the friends is the feeling of connection with the Creator? How do I establish myself such that it's called Israel, and the Torah, which is my entire group that is connected, and the Creator, which is in this? How do I connect these three components as one? Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. How do I do that? That is what I think about, actually. And I remember that in the beginning of my path, I used to even write here on my wrist, a little sign to remind myself that that's what I need to think about. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. And then let's say I'm driving and I look at it on my hand. And I do something, it's always before me here. On my hand, it's written. Instead of Israel, Rabash wrote me and told me to say, write Michael, my name. He wrote, Michael, yes, my name, the Torah, meaning the method, and the Creator as one. That you need to try in all kinds of ways, in all kinds of manners to arrange it such that it will be as one. Okay.
Ну вы сейчас вот стали отвечать как раз вопросу мне, откуда берется эта способность анализировать.
You just started answering, and my question comes from that. From where does this ability to monitor come, to diagnose? I put up an alarm clock every hour, but I see it doesn't work, not even throughout the day. It reminds me, it rings, but inside I don't have this additional action that will truly enable me to overcome and diagnose these states, like you explained it now. From where do you take these forces, this ability to diagnose it and to do it more?
If throughout the day, those 10 times a day, let's say, from the 15 times, if I identify that I'm not thinking about spirituality and altogether, even though I wake up by some external means or reason to some alarm clock or some excerpt that I all of a sudden hear, or and so on. If I awaken and see that I'm not in this, then by that, nevertheless, I come to the prayer, to the fact that I don't want and I don't want and I don't want and I'm not in it, I'm not in it, but then it accumulates and I break out with a request to the creator to give me the correct conditions to be closer to connection with him.
So
this is normal, right?
Yes. Don't stop nudging like little children do so when they want something. And even though they want some nonsensical thing and they throw it away a minute later, nevertheless, look how much they demand. Learn from them.
Oui, la question c'est quels sont ce qu'on considère comme bonnes habitudes qui doivent devenir quelque chose de régulier, puisque chaque jour est une nouvelle une habitude.
The question is which habits out of all of our habits becomes second nature? How does a habit become second nature?
Habit becomes second nature is what I want to accustom myself to constantly think for the benefit of the friends and through them to the benefit of the Creator. Then that habit becomes second nature. That brings me the masach, the force of overcoming my egoistic desire that is aimed towards me for my benefit. In place of that, I acquire the force of bestowal, a force whose vector, its direction, is for the benefit of the Ten and the Creator. This is only through habit.
New York 4.
Can I have a... למה הוא כתב פה שעבודה בביקורת וקו שמאל?
Yes, Rav. Why does he write here that the work on criticism on the left line, that is the true work?
Then what else? Because the work in critique in the left line is meaning that I don't want to receive egotistically what's being revealed in me, but rather I want to begin to critique, to examine, to measure, to feel everything in rejection from me, in a way that is as much as possible for the benefit of others, the benefit of humanity, the benefit of the Creator. By that, I build my spiritual vessel. Meaning, when a certain feeling comes, or a thought, I need to examine it immediately, to which vessel is it aimed? Where I put myself in zero, like on dial on a scale, either towards me or towards the others, and the others meaning through the ten to the Creator, or to me. And I need to see that it could be either in this direction or that direction, but for sure. And then when I check it, I need to see how I can turn the direction of the thought and desire and action and result of the action to be aimed outside of me. Outside of me means towards spirituality, towards my spirituality. And of course, the more I am not capable of this, because I'm very weak, we don't have any tendency towards this. And also this thought is like a certain strange thought that, why would I want this? And later I'll discover the Creator does that to me also. And then I will have to pray for me to nevertheless have the ability to spin these things towards the direction outside of me. How could it be outside of me? I don't feel them altogether. They're not under my field of vision and my interests. I don't identify them as being before me, not the ten and not a humanity and not the Creator. And then slowly, slowly, through such scrutinies, I come to a state in which I have no choice. I must do this nevertheless. And then time after time, I will be able to stabilize in the form and state of prayer.
Good
morning, everyone.
A morning of light.
Teacher, I wanted to ask, from where do we get additional forces to overcome? Where do we take forces to overcome? As it says, to be proud in the ways of the Lord, go from strength to strength.
It's all from the same source, from the Creator. You have no other possibility. Where else will you take forces from? Where? What do you have if it's not from the Creator? Also the evil inclination, also the good inclination, also the bad things and the good things. Whatever you have, it's all from the Creator. It's just that here and now, you're being given a possibility to sort out all that's inside of you and to say to the Creator, I from today onwards want to receive only these things. Give me the forces of bestowal. Give me thoughts to bestow. Give me something. From today onwards, you be the Lord on yourself. Although you say you're dependent on Him, you'll receive everything from Him. But you want to decide that specifically you want to be like Him.
But teacher, I don't understand. I mean, you're saying these things. Where is the participation here? Is all the correction only about being hit in your, slapped in your face? Is that how it is? You have to keep discovering how weaker and weaker you are. Where is the participation here, being partners?
The partnership is by you asking from Him and demanding and eventually receiving. The Creator is giving you all the bad things. That's called, I've created the evil inclination. In each and every state, what He does to you, He gives you the bad things. And He also gives you a method. How, by the new attitude towards Him, you will demand from Him good things. Demand from Him.
I'm asking, but if you're asking who says you're going to get what you want, and
you'll receive more and more and more, believe me. But that's our life. Do you understand? That's this world. That's this life. You're receiving an opportunity here, and you received it. Out of billions of people, you received an opportunity to turn to the Creator and demand from Him only good things. What you have, give me. Tell Him that way. Whatever you have, give me. What you think that's good, give it to me. Talk to Him in a simple way. It's written, you shouldn't have a foreign God. Relate to Him like you relate to a friend. I want you to give me whatever you think is going to be for good. I don't know. I don't understand what's good. Leave me. Just give and that's it. Don't leave him like a little child. And you'll see that you'll succeed. You actually have a good soul. The Creator wants.
I need forces, in short, this approach that each time ask and then sit for 2 hours like an imbecile in the lesson. I'm tired of it.
If you're fed up, think where you can receive more forces in order to convince the Creator to help you. Altogether, what force do you need? The convincing force. Where you'll come to Him and you'll demand. So try in crumbs like this, another crumb and another crumb throughout the day to collect them and until it'll happen.
This is what I understand. Why do you need this force of persuasion? I mean, you created us, right? So
No. The Creator is very jealous. He wants you to want Him only. And nothing else. You understand? You can't come to him and say, well, okay, I want to receive from you this and this and this and this. And after 2 minutes, you're already turning, you're turning your back to him and engaging in something else. It doesn't work that way. He is very sensitive to these things. You need to come to him with a one whole desire, just for adhesion with him. That's what you want. Try. That's how it is. His characteristics, his properties are very harsh, very difficult. It's not that you, well, even from girls you hear how they want you to only be devoted to them, to some special, and don't look at any other woman in your life. Only she exists, the woman that you, let's say, you're with. You know that. And that's how the Creator is very jealous. Very. Meaning he only demands connection with him. Don't get confused for the time being with three lines and anything else. You just need through the group to reach the Creator. That's it. Hold on to that. Those 2 points. I, that needs to connect to the group and to the Creator that's in the group. Otherwise, I will mistake. I'll err. I will deviate. I have no instruments before me for navigation or some way that can guide me. Nothing. I only have two parameters. The group and behind the group, the Creator. And that's how I need to look. And all the time like that. All the time. For them to be exactly aimed one over the other. The Creator inside the group.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, is the greatness of purpose and the glory of friends enough for me to see every day will be as a new day?
Yes. Yes. That the Creator arranges so that it will be new every day according to His plan. It could be that you're doing many things and you truly get many changes come to you. But with that, you need to feel that it's as if nothing is changing in you. So the Creator gives you such a feeling. Meaning not exactly, our feeling is not exactly as a result of, let's say, the success from yesterday. No. There are many details, many conditions, as long as we understand that it comes from the Creator and our response needs to be through the group towards Him. Okay.
Buenas noches, querido Rab. En lo referente a que el Creador es muy
celoso de la
plegaria, cuando pedimos,
the prayer, and the Creator is jealous. When we ask, and this is what we are supposed to do, we can ask through the friends, or we can ask from the Creator for the friends.
To ask from the Creator for the friends is what we need.
Yes.
If I want vessels of bestowal to advance to the Creator, then how do I express the vessels of bestowal in a guided, clear, correct way? I ask from the Creator for the friends. So I turn to the Creator, and when I turn to the Creator, I turn for the friends. So I disconnect from myself and ask for them and turn to Him. And by that, I already truly build the spiritual atmosphere, the spiritual appeal, the spiritual world by addressing the Creator and for the friends. You don't have a spiritual form that you can establish more clearly.
Да, спасибо, учитель. Вот просить у Творца, дай мне.
Teacher, ask of the Creator. For me, it's simple.
Просить дай им, товарищам.
And for us, it's not complicated. To give to me, it's simple. Give to us, that's also simple. But to give to them, to the friends, that's where it becomes difficult. So what should I do when I want to ask from the Creator? For myself, I can do it, but I can't really do it earnestly for the friends.
It's not important. We have to nevertheless ask for the friends, even though it's artificial. That's what we call, from lo lishma, we come to lishma. Nevertheless, if you are even reminded that it's good to ask for the friends and not for yourself, that you're not completely immersed in yourself, then even in that you can feel that it comes to you as help from above, that the Creator gave you a thought where you're thinking, although you're thinking about yourself, but maybe it's worthwhile to think about the friends or the others. That's already great help from above. And you need to thank the Creator for that. And that's how we ask from Him to replace your thoughts of yourself to thoughts of others. That's excellent. If a person remembers about his friends while he's thinking about himself, that will pass soon. Because anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Thoughts will come to you where it's only about yourself. PT 29.
Rav, it says in the excerpt, if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator. Since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. Rav, what does it mean to increase the greatness of the Creator, to add in it?
As much as possible, be impressed through the group to the extent in which the Creator is great in them, more than I feel it. It's great for me. Okay, maybe we will move to Tess or a little bit more in this. You're in 11?
Yes, we didn't read 11 yet.
We didn't read it yet. Okay, please.
Okay, 11. Rashi interprets, each day they will be as new in your eyes, as if you were commanded them that day. We should understand, how can one make them be as new, as though he were commanded them that day? For it has been sworn and standing since Mount Sinai. To understand this, we first need to know the rule that everything is measured by the greatness of the one who commands. That is, according to the greatness and importance of the giver of the Torah, so is the greatness of the Torah. Hence, each day when one takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, according to the measure of the faith in him, the merit of the Torah increases. Therefore, according to what a person attains in the greatness of the Creator, so the Torah is renewed in him. It therefore follows that each time he has a new Torah, meaning that each time he has a different giver. Then, naturally, the Torah that extends from him is regarded as a new Torah.
Excerpt 12.
The person must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner. Since the war is still long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences whatever he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war, and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
Meaning, don't pay attention to all kinds of things in the middle. We need to, but don't be impressed or moved by them so much that they can cause us some deviation in our direction. But rather take them into account and continue and continue and continue. That's actually what we need.
Turkey, one.
Thank you, Rob. My friend is asking, can there be a wrong action with the right intention? And if so, what does it show to us?
On behalf of the Creator, there's no such thing as good or wrong actions, because it's all defined in Him between the states of the shattering and the correction. Therefore, the whole, all the states between shattering and correction move one by one by one. Nothing can change, nothing can be cancelled. We can't be confused here. These are things that are defined. Therefore, from the side of the Creator, all the actions are actions that exist according to equivalents of forms of a
Раф Рабаш тут пишет, что главное оружие — это молитва.
Раф Рабаш writes here that our primary weapon is the prayer. Other weapons?
No. Just the appeal to the Creator is what helps us, and there's nothing more than that. There isn't. What else can you say? If it's not the Creator, then who else is there? Is there some other force that decides about something? No. If it's the Creator, then other than the appeal to Him, you want to add something else, as if you know what? Meaning this needs to only be an address to the Creator and in the form of pure bestowal, where I don't want anything except for you giving me the force of bestowal. That's it. That's my only condition. Because other than this condition, it's as if I decide, and that's not good. It's not correct, and it can't be. You don't know what needs to be. Yes, it's all in bestowal. And therefore, except for the appeal to the Creator only, and the request for the force of bestowal, and out of, not yours, but from the 10 only, you can turn to Him. That's called Israel. The light and the Creator are one. Israel is a person that's inside a ten. And the light is where he wants all those forces of bestowal that the Creator can give him. And the Creator, Kudut Shabrichu, is the Creator that we want to feel as one. When they are assembled as one, it's considered that we're in the end of correction. With all our lacks and sources of the Creator, everything connects to the state of Israel, the light and the Creator are one. The end of correction.
I wanted to ask, Rav, we hear again the lesson from today. It became a habit already. And yesterday I heard the lesson again 3 or 4 times. What should we pull, extract from the lesson when we hear it again?
Not intellect, to the extent you understand or don't understand, but to the extent you want it to be realized within you.
Excerpt number 13. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. In each day, in each moment, he must start anew as though he has not done a thing in his entire life. Then, the children of Israel sighed from the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were complete, as it should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer, and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
So what is a wholehearted prayer? That I'm not capable of anything, and I can't reach anything with my own strength other than one thing, that if I try with everything that I've been given to reach something, then I reach this final despair, and from there I activate the true prayer, and then the Creator will answer this prayer. This is what is considered that they saw, that they saw that no benefit will come from their work, and therefore when a person sees that there is nothing that can help him, he has no chance to succeed, then he knows for that that's what he reaches after a lot of effort, a lot of work. Then he cries out for help, and he receives help. Their cry will rise, because the Creator hears the prayer, and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer. Okay, go on. 14.
14. If the Creator created the world, then there are no novelties. Rather, He only sustains it. Or, were new worlds created, as our sages said, the righteous build worlds each day. If this is so, the Creator does not create new things. The answer to this is that even now He's making zivugim, meaning that even now He creates new worlds and new souls. But this too depends only on us, for we were given the choice to make zivugim.
In other words, to the extent that people raise deficiencies, even from corporeal levels, if they raise their desires, their deficiencies, then accordingly there are changes in all of the worlds, and the Creator
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. We have a question from a friend in the tent. Is there a difference between asking for the reforming light and thanking the Creator for the reforming light? Thank you.
Well, of course, these are two different things. Either I ask for the light, or I am grateful to the Creator for the light, meaning I've already received it, I already know what it does to me. And that is gratitude. And if I ask for the light, meaning I have a desire for it, not a sensation of fulfillment and gratitude, but I have a lack, a deficiency, and I reach out to the Creator for Him to do it for me. very, very big difference between the complete state and the incomplete state. That specifically in an incomplete state, I might be even closer to the Creator because I ask of Him, I demand from Him. The Creator enjoys our requests. Please remember this. The Creator wants us to ask. He enjoys the fact that we ask. He enjoys the fact that we're constantly turning to Him, wanting and wanting Him to do it to us. He enjoys it because He has everything, not that He's lacking something, and He doesn't get tired of our requests as we do. Right? But the force of bestowal, it's an absolute force of bestowal, so it doesn't need anything from us other than to ask. Ask. Why did you not ask? But we need to scrutinize our requests in order for them to be as precise, as direct, as internally powerful as possible. And then the Creator will be even more grateful. He's happy from our requests, and don't you forget that. I truly... How can I say? I ask of you, try constantly be in a request to Him without letting go, like babies that are constantly want their mother more and more and more all the time. And this is how we see them after they were born. But a baby that's still an embryo inside the mother, he's constantly in a request, constantly in a deficiency, more and more, and he connects to the mother ongoing without any stop. That is how an embryo behaves. And the more he grows after he's born, then there become pauses between the prayers, between the requests. But still, nevertheless, the Creator enjoys only the request, the prayer. So try and give Him contentment only